Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there in TV land. We are here discussing money. It's so funny when you think about money because we're in the middle of a government shutdown. So I have some advice, some hugs to give, and some hope to relieve. All through TV and Jesus. Who knew? Who saw that coming?
Talk about TV just to reveal JC, yeah. Devo Mike.
Let me just tell you, all weekend long, I just heard that song in a loop. Just makes me happy. It really does. It reminds me years ago of a woman who will not be named by name. And she's a big person in media. And there was, you know, she has all these reasons to be excited about who she is. And there was a intro she liked to a certain show. And they re-recorded it for her instead of the show that it was involved about. And she goes, anytime I'm having a down day, I just pop that tape in and watch. Makes me feel better. And I just go, really? Now that's what I do. When I feel a little down, I just... Steve-O Mike, da-dun. I just love that song. I want to go back to that musician and ask him for a longer version.
I can't do it.
Right?
I can't.
But see, I didn't say the name.
I just can't do it. So, one day into the week.
That's right, and I didn't say it. I'm very excited.
But you couldn't help to talk about it.
That's correct, because it's on my mind. So great. Hey, listen, I won this. Oh,
perfect.
No, I'm like Hillary Clinton. I totally misread it. Okay, so it's time for we don't even do a Money Monday anymore, do we?
We have not. Well, we haven't played a Money song. No.
Wow, that's so interesting.
Yes.
We just go right in. That's because we're so cool now.
We don't need the intro of money.
No, anymore. It's like TV shows that just go right in with the starring.
It's like streaming.
Yes.
They skip all the.
You skip it over. Like on Netflix, you only watch it the first time.
Well, like, the first like three, I think. And then after three episodes, it just skips right into the show.
You're like, let's go right in. Because I did watch on the first time. They're at the table. They're all having like all these different meals. And then it starts the show. So I'm like, yeah, let's just skip that for Friends with College. I just want to go ahead and go right to the boom.
Did you watch it?
I'm now in episode 5 of season 1. I love hate it. I love the show. Hate the storyline of guys cheating, because of course I can't separate my morality, just can't, and it just annoys me. Plus, when they're getting together and shagging, baby, I'm then, because I like each of the characters, I then get nervous for them, and I can't even enjoy the show because I'm too busy going, they're going to get caught, will you stop it?
Wait till you see the finish. I watched it the first season when it was on, so I just noticed the other day that it was a new episode. So I'll be probably watching that today.
It's a good show. There's lots of good shows out there in the world.
There is.
So with Money Mondays, all this time for now, what, 3 seasons, we discussed what to do.
That's right.
Your financial act in order.
That's right.
Well, this is a new day, new Michael.
What? That's right.
Boom. And the thing is this. I don't want to be hated anymore. And I know people see me. Oh, that's the debt guy. That's the how dare use the credit card guy. That's the can't buy a house unless it's cash guy. That guy is like so not with the times. Because you could get it now in 30 days, save us cash. So you know what? Do you, boo. Right? Do you, boo. You want to be in debt. You want to buy stuff you can't afford. You want payments running out your behind and off your doors so that when the government gets shut down for security reasons, you stuck. So just trying to say. If you had followed our rules for the past 3 years, with the average timeline on how long it takes, just if you first started doing it in debt back 3 years ago when we started talking, it would have taken you 1.5 years to get out of debt. It would have taken you another maybe 4 months to build up your emergency fund. Right now, you'd be sitting on 6 months minimum emergency fund savings, and you'd be completely debt-free.
Yes.
That means no payment in the world, unless if you had a mortgage. The only payment would be your mortgage. Imagine, no car payment, no any payment, no credit card payment, no payments other than paying electricity bill and your mortgage. Nothing else. Finito. And having 6 months, breathe that in. Close your eyes.
And
breathe in.
For those of you who have the money in the bank, I understand it took a long time for that savings to grow. I get it.
Right.
But that's what you were saving for.
That's
emergencies.
Right. Thank you.
So now that you feel like you're in one, use the money.
And cash
don't
flow.
Don't stop borrowing.
Thank you. Don't do the thing that the dumb fools are doing now that they stuck with. Because now they've already been borrowing when times are good. They can't borrow when times are bad.
That's right.
Banks don't loan money to people who need it. Are you kidding me, fool? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You can't call up a bank in America and say, listen, I need $40,000 to pay this bill. And they say, do you need it? You say, yes. They go, denied. They don't give you what you need. When
true.
You don't need it and you got millions of dollars in a savings account you didn't even realize you had, then they'll give you a credit card balance of $2,000 or something.
Yeah.
They give it to you when you don't need it. Okay? So you can't, now that you need it, no, sweetheart, no boo. You should have been not doing you. Should have been doing me. What I will say is this regarding finances, and the reason I'm tying it into TV is because on TV we're learning about everybody's finances. Now we know the average government employee is only making $30,000. Now we know the average federal employee doesn't have any money in their savings account.
Mm.
Now we know the average federal employee right now needed their check that they just missed for the first time ever. And now they're stuck. And they're being told to still go to work and not get paid. And yes, the president signed a bill that said when we come back, we're going to go ahead and back pay you, which is unheard of. So that's good that you'll get that because most employees aren't going back to work. And I don't blame you. You're not getting paid. However, this is why finances are important to master while times are good. When you're getting all these offers from Rent-A-Aaron Center, when you're getting offered to get a bigger, shinier, bigger car and a bigger house and a bigger couch and a thing that reclines back but the head moves forward so you don't see the ceiling because God forbid you move forward yourself. Thank you very much, Mr. Salesman on the furniture commercial store.
Cardi's.
Thank you. Do what you gotta do. I care about you three guys still hanging out with your mom. I don't give a care. Charge you too much for furniture. If every commercial is you don't gotta pay for this for 3 years, that means your prices are too high, you fool. You don't go to the grocery store and they say the milk is here, you don't gotta pay us for 3 years until later. Fools, $5, pay it now. Next. Anyway, so with that said, people, I need you to get into faith mode. Some of you are believers out there, and you're in fear. This is hard times you're in. What do I do now? Michael, I didn't listen to the advice, and now I'm stuck. I can't go back to shoulda, coulda, woulda. So what do you have for me? When we come back, I'm going to give you a solution. And guess what? It's on all of your phones. This is a Peebo Bike Show.
They said all the best things in life are free. They're full of You gotta pay bills. Gotta save for retirement. What are you gonna do? Become a drug dealer? Sell your kidney? You gotta get real. TiVo Mike can help you. TiVo Mike's money coaching program will help make more Benjamins and less Jacksons. TiVo Mike will help you deal with collectors, pay off debt, and get your life in order. Let TiVo Mike show you the money. Visit TiVoMike.com/money right now. That's TiVoMike.com/money.
As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You can become what you thought you'd be. God made you for a purpose he has not forgotten. You may feel it's not coming because life now is rotten. It really is coming. Sometimes it's up to us. Are we really giving him all of our trust? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It will manifest your dreams for more. According to your faith, be it unto you. Just need a little. A mustard seed will do. You've been given all authority. You've nothing to prove. You need to speak to your mountain so it will move. You need to know you have dominion over all the earth. God cares for the sparrow. think how much more you're worth. You will never be alone if God is your friend. He will send others. But first, let your heart mend. He wants to get you to a place where you can truly seek His face without any doubt and without distraction. Then when ready, He'll move you into action to accomplish what you imagine and more. But you must believe that deep in your core. Meditate on His word night and day until all thoughts of defeat fade away. Ask to receive, knock to find. Most importantly, renew your mind. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You can become what you thought you'd be.
So we've apparently gone to the island. In the middle of winter.
I mean, is it really winter though?
Yeah.
We got a little bit of snow.
I love it.
It's going to be 50 degrees later today.
I freaking love it.
So it's perfect.
We're doing the best time. For everybody else that has to deal with like 900 inches, well, move.
Yeah.
All right. So,
move.
Thank God the government shut down, huh? Nowhere to go.
What?
All right. So bad. Too soon. Joke. I got it. But listen, here's some actual advice. I have some solutions for you here on Money Monday for you to get to the point where you are having a solution to this. First of all, make sure you subscribe and tell your friends to subscribe to us. So on your apps, because everyone has a telephone. Is that correct, Mike?
That's right.
So on your apps, I want you to open up the Bible app, listeners. Open it up and go to Romans chapter 1, verse 16. We're going to follow through because I have a solution. And when I was praying to God, I said, Lord, what could I give the people that are hurting?
Mm.
Only I knew something to really help them, to genuinely help them. Because I don't want to just make jokes at their expense or say, I told you so, shoulda, coulda, woulda. Plus, I just did. So I wanted to help you all. So I'll be reading and elucidating from the New King James Version of the Bible. Hallelujah. And that is Romans chapter 1, 16 through 17. And this is what it is. I want you to know. So get your Bible apps open. It's a free app. So everybody should have it. All these so-called believers got their, you know, Bible apps. Amen. Right?
They should have them.
All right. So we're going to go to Romans chapter 1, verse 16. And I'll let Mike read.
So, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, "This the just shall live by faith."
Woo! The just shall live by who?
The just shall live by faith.
That's right.
That's right.
So now this is what we have to go, people. I need the believers to go from faith to faith, to live by faith. Amen.
Amen.
You do it. That's the key. So in this time, you need it now because times are, you're looking down, bills you can't pay. All of a sudden, you needed that check. You know, you're getting ready to go somewhere, putting gas in your car. The things that people take for granted are now like the biggest obstacles for you.
That's right.
And many of you don't live in, you know, big cities and towns where you could walk or take the bus. No. So you have to have faith and move forward in your faith, which you have to trust the Lord, trust God, and move forward. Walking by faith and not by sight is key. So your faith can be increased in this moment. So let's say you're like, I'm a little shaky. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. And I'm getting scared. Because once you get scared, now you've moved to the enemy's territory. It's the equivalent of a horror movie when the person goes by themselves in the cave. You know? Like, why would you do that? You were all upstairs fine. Or in Bird Box, when you're safe in the house and no one else has been let in, but you want to go to the grocery store. You know, that you're already starting to get onto someone else's territory. That's the thing. Ooh, glory.
Sorry.
Damn it.
I don't know how to use it.
Because this my picture here with the flash. I feel like I'm in the CW. So So if your faith is little and it needs to be strengthened, know that it can increase.
Yeah.
Here's what I wrote down in my note. Why increase your faith? Why is faith so necessary? What must I do to increase my faith? Because God does nothing, underline nothing, apart from faith. He needs faith. If you are going to appropriate the blessings from God, you need faith. Satan, you know, not the Hellboy movies, you think it is, like a real Satan who really is the reason why all these babies are being killed in the womb, the reason people are falling from the sky in these horrible plane crashes and train crashes, mothers are getting it hooked up to heroin and dying and overdosing, grown men are falling down the stairs and bleeding and dying out in the middle of the night alone. No one deserves that.
Mm.
All of this is going on. Those really horrible things. All of that. Kids being born with a cancer, the tumor the size of their head, and they die 3 days later. Mm. That's Satan, okay? So not this cute little story we'd be telling. Well, Satan, that guy, he fights faith. And Satan is not coming after you. That's why I wish I could do movies. He's coming after your faith. You're not dangerous. You're a little, like, we're so fragile.
Yeah.
Anything. I mean, you know, you sneeze the wrong way and break a hip. You go to the doctor, how come I broke a hip? I'm 20, I sneezed. Oh, well, there is a mitochondrial crack in the tube and the wind hit the ear. And I'm like, what the flip? Yeah, it's called maca disease. It's like, yeah, it's very rare. It hurts 1 in 1 million people. Like, what the flip? This whole body, we came from nothing. We blew up from the stars and the dust and came from the apes and gorillas and grew on trees and walked on roofs. And a sneeze took me down. So, we're fragile people. But you know what's not fragile? Our faith.
That's right.
Fight the good fight of faith, we're told. We're fighting. What are we fighting? You're fighting to believe.
Yes.
Because when you're in the midst of whatever the traumatic environment situation is, no matter what it is, the most practical thing to the most surreal thing, the hardest thing, the reason it's such a devastating moment emotionally is because what you believed before that thing arrived, you're questioning now.
Yes.
We thought we were good. We thought we were secure. We were moving forward. We were doing it. And now this jeopardizes all of that. It's a fight of what you're believing. He's after your believing. Your believing is powerful beyond measure. Man, when I was studying this, listen, when God shows up, God wants us to master the fundamentals so we go and grow in faith. Faith puts you in partnership with God. When God shows up, what's holding you up? Let's go. That's it. So we're going to look at one other scripture. This is Proverbs chapter 24, verse 5 and 10.
A wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increases strength.
See? You got to increase your strength. You already have it.
That's right.
You're already strong. You've made it to the thing that you're fighting now. And you've survived 100% of your bad days from before.
That's right.
You've survived 100% of every attack you've ever been in from before. So why would you question yourself now? Come on, baby.
I like that.
And verse 10.
If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small.
Wow. Okay. Hello.
Okay.
If I do what in the day of adversity?
If you faint.
If I faint. See, that's not when you're coming home with groceries and the demon pushes you down. That's not fainting. Because I survived, bless God. I saved every piece of grocery. I even saved my knee. Hallelujah. Because I'm getting older. But the thing is, I'll continue when we come back because I'm being played off like at the Oscars or something.
This is the parable of the procrastinator. He thinks of it now and works on it later. He thinks of how he can work for his saving in due time. He will get to it. Time flies by, and before you know it, years passes by before he does any work for God. He's a laborer in a field full of droughts and plants that never get a chance to sprout. He's a visionary, always imagining, but nothing's ever happening. He pictures it in his mind and will get to it in due time. Time slows down. Everything's moving a little slower, thinking now he can serve God because he's more mature and more older. On the first steps he takes towards grace, he falls flat on his face. Didn't even bother asking God for guidance. Laying there in pain and shame, soaking up the silence. He sits there and waits, and eventually becomes idle. His soul starts to die. His life needs revival. He says, I will seek help when the time is right. Time stops and he takes his last breath of life. He procrastinated so long that it caught up to him in due time. He went through the rain, but never the sunshine. He talked about faith, but never had any works. He taught about serving, but he never would serve. What good is a tree that bears no fruit? What good is a man that makes no move? Don't honor God with your lips, but your heart is so far. Try to walk on your own and you fall so hard. This is the parable of the procrastinator. You can serve God now or suffer for it later.
Welcome back to the Tivo Mike Show. Make sure that you understand that the conversation never stops. We're at TivoMike.com. That's TivoMike.com. You
yes,
want to check with us and connect with us live, baby. We're on Twitter. So go ahead and go to Twitter. Type Shift 2. That brings you the at symbol. And type in the letters E-G-M-I-K-E. Now go to the top of the keyboard and find 8. Go to the left, find 4. Push Enter. You'll see the entertainment guru right there. Follow him, like the celebrities do, and connect with us, because we want to hear from you. Hashtag, we really do. Yeah, that's a great one. And and if you want to connect with me, I'm on Tivo Mike on Instagram. I'm also on Twitter, but the only tweets are really from Instagram, so just go to Instagram. Like, cut out the middleman. You know what I'm saying? One time I go on Twitter is when I'm mad at Corey Feldman, but I'm going to read his book, and hopefully that'll
stay more mad.
Yeah. I know, because he needs a sequel to the book of names, some names. We already now know one of those names
don't
must have been Harvey Weinstein.
Don't even put a sequel to the book. Just name some damn names.
Yeah.
Don't let your friend's death be in vain.
Right.
And let something have come from this that could end the nonsense.
That could bless
you. I mean, Bryan Singer's still trying to make movies.
And he will. Because there's still people stand up to him. All these people that he's already taken to court, they've all settled and dropped their charges because he has a lot of money. Because gay people in Hollywood are rich. Okay.
So stay strong
in faith and build your faith. Here's what you have to understand about faith. In Isaiah 5:13, what I got from that is I've done all I know, but you don't know enough. You ever hear people say that, well, but I've done everything I know to do. I know. You don't know enough. See, until you can put into practice the stuff you know to get you out of the predicament you're in, the answer isn't, you know, I don't try. The answer, no, you need to know more. You need to know enough. See, my mother knew enough to survive all the stuff that she went through. And she was raising us, and we never, ever went for not having our needs met. Sometimes it looked like it was going to be a challenge, but she stepped up and she knew everything she knew to do. And as she knew more, she did more. And the more she knew, the more we grew, and the further we got out of the pit we're in. And now I can't even fathom that where we were then compared to where we are now. It's ridiculous. It's because she knew what she knew to do. But she knows what we knew more. See, if you're doing all you knew to do, and you're still stressed with your bills and stuff, well, you need to know more.
Exactly.
You don't know
Amen.
Enough. You don't
Amen.
Know. You need to go search that scripture. Find out what God says. See, this book ain't a book for, you know, listen, don't let this book only be read by the pedophile priest out there. You're looking for how they can get away with what they want to do. Don't let this be used by the racist people to have their agenda to keep blacks from marrying whites and all that dumb stuff. And don't want these nigger people putting their nigger penis in their white daughter's vaginas. Don't worry about that. Don't let them be the only ones reading this book. No, you get in that book. You read it. He gives you wisdom for decades. We're so impressed with these Marvel and DC. Well, not DC. We're impressed with these Marvel movies. We're impressed, you know? We're so impressed with the, oh my God, did you see that movie? They honored the law in this page of the comic from 1902 and this and that, and they connected the... people bring up and they'd connect the dots and the different universes, and Spider-Man fell into all the universes and stuff. He's a cat, he's a black man, he's an Indian, he's a woman, all these things. We're like, wow. No, no, no. How about being impressed with the book of life? He tells you how to do everything in that. Tells you how to overcome this enemy who I just described his resume to.
Mm.
He tells us how to get over that guy. Like, to me, that's pretty big. It's a little bigger than the first edition of Superman. Just saying.
It's a lot bigger, actually.
Right. But you got fan groups and CW shows and aqua swimmers doing movies and backflips. People are impressed and on Rotten Tomatoes, you know, all this stuff. Listen, who you are is more powerful. We're going to talk about it on Friday, but I watched the movie Glass. And I see what Shyamalan is trying to get out in this movie, which I connected to. But that's something that everyone needs to understand. If you're a believer, God's not like the movie. He's not dead. It's a real dude in the real thing that can affect your real life practically, spiritually, financially, in every arena. Is everyone supposed to be a multi-quadrillionaire and all this? I don't know. I haven't found that in the book yet. But if you want to believe that's what it is, then that's fine.
Then go for it.
Then go for it. Be the next trillionaire. Be the next Jeff Zuckerberg, you know. Be the next Mark Bezos, whatever. And divorce your wife and then hurts the economy somehow. We're going to lose thousands and thousands of employees because of this divorce. But whatever. Move forward. Grow in faith. Trust God. Open up that Bible you bought 10 years ago as a gag gift. This is the TiVo Mike Show, and I love you.
They said all the best things in life are free. They're full of You gotta pay bills. Gotta save for retirement. What are you gonna do? Become a drug dealer? Sell your kidney? You gotta get real. TiVo Mike can help you. TiVo Mike's money coaching program will help make more Benjamins and less Jacksons. TiVo Mike will help you deal with collectors, pay off debt, and get your life in order. Let TiVo Mike show you the money. Visit TiVoMike.com/money right now. That's TiVoMike.com/money.
Try to keep me down, but I'll put the flame out. You can't get to me. Throw your sticks and your stones. Go break all of my bones. You won't ache my soul. You can't get to me. And there is no barricade that I can tear away. Shoot me down.
Welcome back, Saints. Listen, government workers, we hear your plight. We understand you're going through a lot. Thankfully, there's people in better positions than us who have been able to help and feed you guys for free at the airports.
Yes.
I mean, I get it. It sucks. But we gave you guys the faith. Go from faith to faith.
Yes.
We'll get through this. This is not as tough as it seems. It sucks. But I'm sure there could be tougher times ahead. Mm. So get through this week. Get through this month. Trump's offering you back pay. So if you've still been going to work and clocking in, you'll get the check. You'll get your check for it. I mean, the government does it on their own time.
Big
unfortunately.
Car. Right.
Until it's their turn. Then they
Thank
want
you.
Their money.
Then it's right away.
But
I mean, Nancy Pelosi still wanted to take her trip.
Yeah.
Who's flying the plane? That's a government worker not getting a paycheck. I don't be flown by someone and getting paid. Good luck.
Well, listen, guys, do what you do. Right. Tune into us. Check out the Table Mike Show. We're everywhere.
Yes.
And you'll get through this. It sucks. We know. But you have the money. You remember you did that saving. Now use that savings. Don't stop borrowing money. Please stay out of debt.
Yes. You don't get out of a hole by digging deeper.
Ooh. That's real. That's real. I like that.
Tell it.
Woo. That right. Was...
Was it good?
I was impressed. Yeah, I didn't
Thank you very
look
much.
At you, brother. That's a tweetable.
You know, I wish I tweeted. Maybe I'll tweet after this, after my life. I got to find my phone first. But God bless people. We pray you've been blessed today by all of it. Glory. Next Monday, we'll have a Shark Tankathon talk because I had, you know, one episode and enough. Because there's only like one good, you know, pitch.
Yeah.
Everything else sucks. So I'm waiting to get a lot. And we'll go back into that. Don't worry. I didn't forget about the Shark Tank pitch of the week. Okay? Glow. Haters. So remember this above all else. If you want to live in victory all the time, make sure you are walking daily, not just Sunday, with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Glory.
Love you all.
The Tebow Mike Show is produced by Michael Jefferson. Our soundboard operator is Mike Warner, and our theme music is by Eric Dano. Special thanks to Sharon Jefferson, Sandra Warner, Matthew Jefferson, Desiree Hidalgo, and Shanika Goodine. Yes, it is a man. That's it for the Tebow Mike Show. I'm Mike Warner. See you tomorrow when we explore redeeming messages drawn from secular TV shows that are worthy of being watched. Good night.
And some that aren't.